720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody that's listening and took time to click that link. Well, artificial intelligence is starting to be part of our daily lives, and there's no way to really avoid it, right? And one thing that I've noticed, especially on Facebook, and a lot of my friends, they've been doing it, and they've been using this app called Remini. And Remini is this app that you can upload your photos, and it'll, you know, make you look slimmer. It may make you look different. Some people upload photos of their children, and they want to see how their children may look when they get older. And I've been kind of shying away from it personally because I don't know what to expect when I upload my photos to these apps. And I want to get somebody to kind of explain it to me a little bit. And with me on the hotline is David Barton. He's the chief technology officer at Highwire Networks. That's highwirenetworks.com if you want to check him out. He joins me right now. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, how dangerous is this tech, and why are people so drawn to it?
So I think the first question I'll answer is, why are they drawn to it? And, you know, I think all of us have inherently a desire to know about the future, right? Whether it's, am I going to win the lottery, or am I going to marry Mr. Right, or what are my kids going to look like? And this type of technology has some really cool applications, but at the same time, you know, they're kind of creepy. And so we are drawn to what we don't know, right? What can I learn today that might help me make decisions tomorrow? Or, you know, God forbid, dating apps. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, imagining a dating app that you put your photo in, and the person who looks at your profile is also going to look at what your kids together might look like, right? That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, some people might go from A to Z. So there is a fascination with the unknown. You know, the first question you asked is what's the issue? And I think I threw out a scenario there that might make people a little bit nervous. The other one is, now they have access potentially to photos of you that you know, if you use Facebook or other social media that you have controls around, i.e. my photos are my photos and I don't share them with anybody outside of my friend group. There's still no expectation that your data is not available. But when you have these AI tools that are taking your input and creating new output, they own that output, right? They own all of the outcomes that the AI generates. And right. So there's a concern about privacy. There's a concern about intellectual property, you know, your own likeness, image, those type of things. And so there's a lot of slippery slope with regard to AI and how we use it and how it's going to change our lives.
We're talking with David Barton. He's the chief technology officer at Highwire Networks. We're talking about the Remini app, and that's that app that everyone's using on social media to, you know, see what their kids look like, or how, like if you had, you know, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you want to see how your baby looks. If you put two of your photos together, this artificial technology will generate a photo of how your kid would look. Now, this app is fairly new, but this app does give you the option to kind of share it on Facebook or share it on Instagram. And Instagram is, you know, Instagram and Facebook, they've been around for a while. So should there be some kind of safeguards for these, like, older social media forums to kind of block these newer apps to kind of keep everybody safe?
You know, I've thought about that, too. There are some interesting concerns around what data do they allow in. You know, a lot of folks will tell you the horse has left the barn with regard to photos and your private information. My perspective is it did leave the barn, but we can still control some of our data. And the more apps that have it, the more opportunity there is for fraudsters, right? Folks who want to do malicious things with your data, right? Like, you know, sign you up for something and make you pay for it you weren't expecting, or, you know, they buy something at Home Depot and it ends up at their house, but it's charged to your credit card. You know, if you think about this particular topic, someone could potentially take your image, your spouse's image, create, you know, images of your kid, trademark them, you know, maybe use them for authentication, right? So the whole facial recognition thing. And, you know, at some point, maybe your biometric image of your face is no longer yours. Somebody else owns that data. So there's some interesting concerns that I don't think have been addressed. If you look at what's happening on a global scale around AI, you've got some major players like Microsoft and Google and Amazon who are pushing to slow down, which is ironic, slow down the development of AI until ethical concerns can be addressed. All right. And that just hasn't happened yet.
And we're talking with David Barton. He's the chief technology officer at Highwire Networks. What are some of the things people should be aware when they sign up for these apps? Because there are people out there that they'll hear this and they'll still sign up for this app. So what are some of the things that people should be aware of?
So I think number one, and this is a hard one for everyone, myself included, is read the end user license agreement. Understand what they tell you they're going to do with the data you give them. And by the way, in most cases, that EULA is, you know, 10, 12 pages. And so they don't want to read it, and they don't. They just say, yeah, my data is already out there. I'm going to go ahead and do it. But, you know, the more you understand, the more you can make an informed decision on whether or not to use that app in the first place.
Right.
Number two, you should always, when you're disclosing private data, you know, something that's personal to you, you should always look and see where that company originates. And in some cases, it's tough to discern, right? In the case of Rimini, it's I think it's an Italian-based company. You know, there are some significant regulations around the data that they capture in Europe, but there's a whole lot of apps that are built by people with no concerns about your privacy. So understanding where that data resides, is it in a foreign country that is led by nation state actors that, you know, are opposed to our way of life in America? There's a lot of things you should think about before you decide to do it. And if you do, just understand what the risks are. And the risks being you may lose your likeness, AI generated likenesses of you and your future spouse may come into play. You know, in this case, Brian, with particularly with Rimini, I don't see a huge risk. I just think that it's interesting and it's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Having said that, it's harmless fun right now. But the next app that may ask you to give up your data is the one I want people to be thinking about.
Right, because I was just reading a story, too, about a few TikTok users that use the Rimini app. And they use, I guess there's a setting for the corporate headshots. And they're complaining that Rimini has edited their bodies beyond recognition. And my last question to you with this is, do they have any recourse on that, or is that all in the terms and in user agreements there?
Yeah, that I was just going to say that I would highly expect that there is no recourse because when you signed up for it, you agreed to abide by their terms and conditions. And in most cases, the material they generate, they own, and in that, they can do with it what they will. They can create the deep fakes. You know, they can do a lot of things with your data that, you know, again, not a lot of harm right now, but it could be in the future.
All right. And there you have it. David Barton, he's the chief technology officer at Highwire Networks. That's highwirenetworks.com, highwirenetworks.com. David, thanks so much for joining me. And we will be talking about this in the future.
Brian, my pleasure. And I love doing this type of work. And, you know, the more we know as informed citizens, the better decisions we can make.